the former strawweight champion of the world.
And the future.
I'm sorry. And the future, potentially. She has a fight with Weili Zhang this Saturday at UFC 240. What are we up to now? 247?
248.
248. Oh, my God. I'm all messed up.
It's going crazy, man. So many UFC events.
I was there in Norfolk this weekend, so
I just
flew back. I'm all, I got my days messed up. I'm all messed up. This is actually your second time.
Are you
doing
coming
stuff
to Vegas?
No, I'm not.
By the way, hello everybody. It's good to be on your show for the first time, but not the last one because you will see me next week after on my victory tour. You know? With the belt.
I would love that with the belt. Yeah, put the gold on the table and everything. Okay. You've actually done stuff with Barstool before years ago. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. You did a pizza review with my boss. I don't know if you even remember that in New York City.
Yeah.
Where you guys were reviewing pizza together, but
oh yeah it was good, but I was eating this pizza or not? I tried a little bit. I don't remember
if you had a fight.
I think I was on diet. Yeah, that's why, man.
I think it
actually
was the
today
roast
I was
fight.
Yeah, today I was thinking about this, like I would like, I love pizza, you know, and I would like to do that.
So
again,
you can't
the
do
fight.
It this week. It's fight week,
no,
obviously.
10
Has
weeks
the cup
on
began?
Strict diet, but my weight is low, so I'm super excited, you know.
All right, hell yeah.
I feel tired, low on energy. Tomorrow I'm going to jump on like 600 calories for 3 days, but I'm going to be fine.
All right. I believe you. Do you remember the first time your opponent, Weili Zhang, caught your eye?
I remember. I think it was, July.
So it was fairly recently. I feel like that was the case with most people in Weili Zhang. It was a very quick rise to the top.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her entire rise, where the title progression went through Rose
she
and
made
Andrade
it to the top.
And her?
Yeah, she made it to the top. That's the thing, you know. She's my next big challenge, but she made it to the top. In the UFC, we have like more than 500 athletes from all over the world, and it's like it's the best MMA organization in the world. So if you make it to the top 10, top 5, you're the GOAT already, you know. If you're the challenger for the belt and you win the belt, you make it to the league, you know. Even after you lose the belt, you're still the superhero, you know, because you made it. You're different, you know. So, you know, she made it. She surprised the world in the fight with Jessica Andrade in August. It's her first title defense, and she has to face me on Saturday. And I feel like I don't want to take anything from her because I respect her so much. She's a very dangerous fighter, but she hasn't faced someone like me. And but she's very good, athlete. She throws loopy, very strong and powerful punches. You know, she has this power, knockout power behind her punches. She's good on the ground. She's looking for submissions. So she's very, very, very dangerous. You know, and she's the champ for a reason.
There's been sort of a pressure shift, and you were the champion for so long, and you had title fights for so long.
966 days.
Yeah.
And it's been more than 800, like 40, 50 days with me not having the belt, and we having the third champ already, you know? So it means that I was the champ for a reason, and I'm here for a reason, and I will become two-time the UFC strawweight champ on Saturday.
Do you think she might feel more pressure for this fight than you, being you have
no
the experience?
There is no pressure on me at all. There is
I know
no
you
pressure
say that all the time.
Me.
It's crazy.
And believe me or not, there is no pressure on me, you know. I was so motivated and so focused, so disciplined this camp, as always. But, you know, I surprise myself with every camp, yeah, because I'm such a hard worker, you know. I believe in hard work, but this camp, I was so focused, you know. There was only time for the main things, the most important things, you know. And I was very strict about everything. And there is no pressure on me. I have nothing to lose. I can only earn, you know. And all eyes on her, you know. I'm very happy, very thankful and grateful for the UFC, to the UFC people, UFC and my fans, you know, because they can't wait to see me fighting and get competing. But it's happening very soon, guys. So I want to put on show for my fans, for my country, my God, my family, and myself, you know. I'm doing this for myself. That's
it. So you talk about how great your camp was. You're an American top team fighter, and that gym has just been on a roll, especially recently, I feel like. What do you think it is about your gym that makes it what it is and people calling it one of the best MMA gyms ever?
Two years in a row, we won the gym of the year, you know, fighters only. Great coaches, you know, great atmosphere. The owner of ATT, the number, the managers are making sure that we have everything we need, and there is more and more people coming to train. We have people from all over the world training together, learning, supporting each other. That's a good thing, you know, that we are willing to help each other anytime, and that's why we the best, you know. We have so many athletes from different organizations fighting top 10, top 5, so that's
good. You got someone in the main event on Saturday, right? Yoel's fighting Adesanya.
Yes, it is, but you know what's good? Like, we have so many kids groups, and every time I'm back to ATT, I see more and more kids training jiu-jitsu, doing MMA, doing striking. This is what amazes me, you know. I'm like, because I want to have kids, and I'm like, my kids are not going to fight, but of course I'm gonna give them choice, you know. But it's like, it's so sweet to see these little girls or little boys wearing like big gis and training over there, you know. They are the future. They are the third, fourth, fifth generation of MMA, you know. So it's good to see and give them, show them how hard they should work and what they should do to get to the top, you know.
Yeah. How old were you when you got into
I got pretty late. I was 16, you know. I used to represent my school in so many different sports. I used to play basketball. I used to play handball, other sports. But I got to martial arts when I was 16. And I thought that it was late, you know, for me to become a professional athlete. And the thing is that my parents, they are not an athlete. They were never into the sport. So I was, I'm not going to be an athlete. And this is what I teach young people now. If your parents are lawyers, if your parents are physicians, doctors, doesn't matter. You can be whoever you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know this, you know. If you have a dream, if you're willing to put on work and you're putting on actual work, you can get to the point where you want to be, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a decade, 2 decades. But guys, believe me, it's worth it to be someone original, to be someone different than the rest of the population, you know. Not running every day from 8 to 4, spend the time at the Times Square working at the office, you know. Some people like it, that's good, but guys, life is so short and too beautiful to spend the time on things we don't like to do, you know. Yeah. Of course we have to make money, we must work hard to make living, pay the bills, but believe me or not, do what you want to do in your life, you know, and be happy. The good thing is I'm meeting so many athletes, and one of the most decorated athletes from Poland, Anita Wodarczyk, who is like Olympian. Actually, she's coming to the fight because the Polish team is training in San Diego, preparing for the Olympics in Tokyo. She was 16 when she started, 3 times Olympian champion. That's amazing. It's never too late to change your life and become a world champion, you know.
Yeah. So you talked about feeling no pressure for this fight. You said
no,
you got
pressure,
no pressure
at all, man. And sometimes people are like, you have to, you must. I don't have to. I don't must.
Yeah,
I want to win.
Do you ever feel nerves at all? Do you ever?
No, since I remember, I was like, gosh, I love it. You know, I
That's
fought in Melbourne, Australia, on Etihad Stadium.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah. So 56,000 people.
You're talking the Valerie Lareda card? Yeah.
No.
Laterno.
Yeah, Laterno. I faced Valerie Laterno, but Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey were the main event. But the thing is, like, I could feel every single person at this stadium, you know. It was amazing. And since I remember, I love that, you know. Maybe there is some kind of stress or pressure, but I don't feel. I like to talk to people. I like to hang out with my coaches, my family. I like to laugh. I like to go for a walk. I like to go and eat with them before the fight. Of course, I keep my focus. My eyes are getting like iced because I have green, blue, but in the fight week are iced, but I'm full of fire and I'm focused. But, you know, I love this, you know. I love doing this, and I love every single person who supports me, you know.
So what do you do fight day? When you actually wake up on the morning of a fight?
I always want to sleep as long as I can. Good breakfast. Then I take a break. I do some... I break the sweat, you know. It's like 10 minutes of hitting pads, but light. And you build the hanger, you know. Hanger is... cliffhanger. You want to do more, but you have to keep it for the, you have to keep the cherry for the main cake, you know,
yeah.
In the evening. And then I go nap, eat again. And, you know, I don't like to eat much in the day of the fight. But, you know, just chilling.
Once
relaxing.
You get to the arena, do you watch other fights?
You know what?
You
I like
up,
to pack
you?
My stuff before. I pray and I leave the arena. I sometimes I watch the fights, but I like to go early, prepare, make sure everything is prepared, you know, because I put, I sacrifice myself during camp and I put tons of work into, you know, and I'm an athlete, you know. I live, you know, 75-90% of this MMA world is a men's world, you know. Guys, you are like 0-1. Everything is white or black, you know. There is nothing between. So I kind of like it, you know. I'm well organized, always very professional. So I want to make sure I'm on time. I have everything ready to fight, you know.
Yeah. So let's talk about another aspect of your game, and that's your mind games.
Yeah.
You've been known to be a great shit talker, from writing things on your water bottles to getting in your opponent's face pre-fight.
But I was never offending anybody. And even if I wrote the something on my bottles, it was like motivational
for you,
yeah it was but I don't do trash talk. I do what I feel. I say what I feel like I want to say, because I'm an adult person and I'm responsible for my words and acts, you say. No, how you say, for
actions. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I never offend, but if someone is trying to step on my toe, I gonna show who I am, you know. And there is no time for nice Joanna, you know. And that's the thing. It's a fight game, you know. It's not a poker, you know. It's not a game. Real emotions, you know. And sometimes people can say, like, too much. Or you were not aggressive. The face-off was just okay. The face-off was intense. I'm the only Joanna who is dealing with everything, you know. There is many people helping me, preparing for the fights, my coaches. But at the end, it's all about me and my opponent stepping in the octagon, eye to eye, you know. And who is better, you know. There are people, your opponents are telling you before the fight, you're weak, you're not strong, you're not fast, you're not ready. No, you have to prove them wrong, you know, that you are ready, you know.
Yeah. So when you seem to like the stare down, you seem to like getting in your opponent's
face. I like
face
to, like, it's not a game, but I like to play with them. If they want to check me out, I let them, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's
frightening.
Important.
From a fan's perspective,
you know,
it's frightening.
People, like, they are, oh, she's arrogant, she's cocky. I'm not arrogant. I'm not cocky. I'm confident. Yes, I'm confident because of the amount of work I put in every single day, you know, and I believe in myself. The worst thing in the world is not believing in yourself. And very often people are like, why are you so confident? Because I believe in myself, because I know I have done everything to be in this spot, facing the best and putting on show, you know.
Have you always been that way, or was it you being a
champion?
Yes, since
I remember. I'm 87, you know, and I used to, I'm having a great family, you know, and I had everything in my life. My parents taught me how to be a good human, you know. They taught me how to work hard, respect the money, respect the other person, share their love, you know. That's why I help kids with the cancer mostly, you know. I want to have my foundation and help poor kids. I do lots of charity, but, you know, that time there was no cell phones, you know, and now the kids are, now it's the generation is all about technology. And I love the 21st century technology, medicine, everything is going forward, you know, but it's bad because we used to hang out outside with the tons of other kids, you know, and I always had respect in the hood. I always had older people, you know. I was not like a tomboy or bad girl, but I used to like stand my ground. Even if you put like 100 people in the front of me and they will say yes, I will say no, and I'm gonna feel like I'm right, I will stand my ground, you know. You're not gonna, I'm not like a flag. I don't change my, you know, I don't change my mind or my actions because of the wind, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. This is who I am and who I always was.
All right. Well, I'm very excited for the fight. I hope you come back here on the Victory Tour.
Yes,
what's your prediction, if you give us a prediction?
I don't like to predict the fights, and it's a championship fight, UFC, in the simply the best organization in the world. I'm proud to represent the best and represent my country at the UFC events. and no prediction. I'm ready for everything and anything for five rounds bout, but I have some aces in my pocket. I've been working on my wrestling and grappling game, and I did some adjustments in my striking game. So I feel like we are going to give the best strawweight fight in the UFC history.
Man, I hope so. I think we all hope to see it. Best of luck, best of
skill on
Saturday.
There is hope, because hope should like die the last. How you say that? Hope should be gone last, as in last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there is hope, but there is no hope, because I know I will.
You know you're
going to
do it.
Fucking champ.
I fucking love it. All right. Ioana Young-Jacek, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, man.